Chapter 4. Signals and roadway markings. A. Signals. The law states that a driver has to make a signal by hand or by using directional lights when driving out of a parking space in at least 100 feet at a minimum before making a turn. These are the hand signals to use. To turn left. Put left hand and arm straight out, keeping hand and arm still. To turn right. Put left hand and arm up, keeping hand and arm still. To stop or slow down. Put left hand and arm down, keeping hand and arm still. All signals should be given in time to let drivers in back of you know what you are going to do. B. Roadway markings. Solid lines. Solid lines separate lanes of traffic. Motorists are not permitted to pass other vehicles nor change lanes. You may cross the solid lines in an emergency, turns, breakdown, object in road, parking, etc. Broken lines. Broken lines separate lanes of traffic. Motorists are permitted to pass other vehicles, yellow or white, and change lanes, white. Solid with broken lines. A solid line with a broken line is usually painted on two-lane roadways. Motorists with the solid line on their side of the roadway should not pass another vehicle nor cross the solid line. Exceptions exist in emergencies, object in roadway, vehicle in roadway, making a legal left, right-hand turn, parking, breakdown. Motorists with the broken line at the driver's side may pass another vehicle with care. Yellow lines. Yellow lines separate traffic traveling in opposite directions. Single or double solid yellow lines separate traffic traveling in opposite directions. They prohibit motorists from passing other vehicles. Motorists may not cross the solid lines. Exceptions exist. Legal turns, object in road, etc. Broken yellow lines separate traffic traveling in opposite directions. Passing another vehicle is permitted with care. White lines. White lines are painted upon the highways to separate traffic moving in the same direction. Solid white lines are usually found to the far right or left, carpool, restricted lane, breakdown, parking, of roadways. Passing another vehicle and changing lanes are restricted. Exceptions exist, carpool lane, slow-moving vehicles, hills, breakdown, parking, etc. Broken white lines allow motorists the opportunity to pass other vehicles and change lanes. Other roadway markings consist of crosswalks, shing, RR, stop lines, parking lanes, reversible lanes, restricted lanes, and shared turn lanes. A shared turn lane is the center lane of traffic set apart from the travel lanes by solid single yellow lines on the outside and broken yellow lines inside the shared turn lane. The lane also has arrows painted on the pavement and usually signs indicating restriction for use of the lane for turning only. Motorists wishing to turn shall not enter the lane unless they intend to turn within 100 feet, minimum. Charros and share the road with bicycles and bike lanes. A shared lane marking, installed in the center of a travel lane to indicate that a bicyclist may use the full lane. It is to alert motorists of the lateral location bicyclists are likely to occupy within the traveled way and reduce the incidence of wrong-way bicycling. C. Roundabout. Roundabouts are intersections that direct traffic in a counterclockwise direction around a center island. The purpose of this circular intersection is to slow traffic while reducing delays in traffic movement. This type of traffic control does not have stop signs or traffic signals. Instead, it utilizes yield signs, directional signs, and pavement markings to guide traffic through the intersection. Prior to entering a roundabout, the motorist should observe the yellow diamond-shaped warning sign for an arrow with a circle pattern with two or more arrows pointing away from the circle that represents roundabout exits. Listed below are the procedures to follow while entering and leaving the traffic circle. Note. The information in this manual refers to single-lane roundabouts. Many states utilize multi-laned roundabouts, so plan ahead. 1. Motorists' duties while navigating a roundabout. A. Slow down to the posted speed. Yield to pedestrians and other motorists, they have the right of way. B. Ensure you have an adequate safe gap. Move to the proper lane position upon entering, maneuvering and exiting the roundabout. C. Enter. Yield to vehicles in the roundabout. Wait for a gap in traffic, and then merge into traffic in the roundabout in a counterclockwise direction. D. Proceed. Continue through the roundabout until you reach your street. Never stop in a roundabout unless it is an emergency. E. Exit. Signal, then exit the roundabout to the right. Yield to pedestrians. 2. Cyclists' duties while navigating a roundabout. Generally, cyclists should walk their bicycles across the pedestrian crosswalk. Experienced cyclists may navigate roundabouts like motorists. Bicyclists should ride in the middle of the lane, not near the curb line, to prevent vehicles from passing them. As with following the same laws as motor vehicles, cyclists must yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. 3. Pedestrians' duties while navigating a roundabout. A. Approach. Pedestrians should look left upon arriving at a crosswalk in search of oncoming vehicles and bicycles. B. Cross. Pedestrians should cross to the raised or painted splitter or refuge. Then, look right and finish crossing to the opposite sidewalk. C. Pedestrians should never walk through a roundabout or cross the center island. RIGL 31178, right of way at rotary. In the absence of any traffic control device or sign, the driver of a vehicle about to enter a rotary, regardless of the direction from which the vehicle is approaching, shall yield the right of way to all vehicles already in the rotary. The State Traffic Commission shall determine the location of yield signs at rotaries. Violations of this section are subject to fines enumerated in 31-41.1-4. D. Traffic lights, signals. Traffic signals allow vehicles to proceed safely through busy intersections. Beware that not all intersections have traffic signals or traffic control signs. Intersections without signs or signals are known as uncontrolled intersections. When approaching uncontrolled intersections, motorists must treat the intersection as if there were a yield sign present. Signaled intersections give the right of way to drivers and pedestrians one street at a time. When a driver fails to stop at a red light, others who have a green light should not insist on the right offway. Motorists should be alert for possible lawbreakers and prepare to stop to avoid a collision. You should slow down, cover the brake, and proceed with caution when approaching all intersections. Cover the brake means taking your foot off the accelerator pedal and hovering it over the brake pedal without touching it, preparing to push the brake pedal if a hazard should arise. Right of way is the privilege of having or giving other motorists immediate use of a certain roadway. Steady red light. Stop before reaching the crosswalk and wait until the light is green, unless another light such as a green arrow directs you otherwise. Right turn on red. Except when a sign is placed prohibiting a right turn on red, vehicles may turn right on a steady red light after the driver has stopped completely and yielded the right of way to pedestrians and other vehicles. Steady yellow light. A yellow light tells a driver that a red light is next. Slow down and proceed with caution if a stop cannot be made safely. Clear the intersection. Steady green light. You may proceed with caution, avoiding colliding with another vehicle or pedestrian. Flashing yellow light. Slow down, cover the brake, then proceed with caution. Flashing red light. When nearing a flashing red traffic light, you must make a full stop and yield the right of way to all vehicles on your right and left. Treat the flashing red signal as a stop sign. Traffic light with a green arrow. In cities, intersections often have traffic lights that show a green arrow along with the red light. Vehicles at the light may proceed into the intersection and turn in the direction indicated by the green arrow. This is known as a protected turn lane. A protected turn lane will protect motorists as they turn at intersections. They are protected from oncoming traffic, and a special lane with markings designates this lane. The lane will have an arrow signal, which allows safe passage. Traffic light with a red arrow. Red arrows are usually used on left, right-hand turns. When a red arrow is displayed, you must stop and may not proceed in the direction of the arrow. When the red arrow goes out, it will be followed either by a green arrow, a steady green light, or a flashing yellow arrow. If there is a lane marked for turning, you should be in that lane well in advance of approaching the intersection. Give your signal and make the turn so as not to interfere with other traffic. Traffic light with a flashing yellow arrow. Flashing yellow arrows are sometimes used for left-hand turns. When a flashing yellow arrow is displayed, you may proceed with turning in the direction of the arrow only after yielding to oncoming traffic and pedestrians. Oncoming traffic has a steady green light. Stale green light is a light that has been green for a while. Fresh green light is a light that has just turned green. HAWK, high-intensity activated crosswalk, is used to let pedestrians safely cross a street. Traffic signals allow vehicles to proceed safely through busy intersections. They give the right of way to drivers and pedestrians one street at a time. Solid red light. Complete stop. Remain stopped until signal turns green. Solid yellow light. Clear the intersection. Prepare for the red light. Solid green light. Go. If clear, after yielding or stopping for vehicles or pedestrians. Red, yellow, and green arrows tell motorists to stop. Go in the direction the arrow is pointing. Green arrows tell motorists they may proceed in the direction of the arrow, also known as the protected turn situation. Flashing red signal. A flashing red signal is treated as a stop sign. Flashing yellow signal. A flashing yellow will tell motorists to proceed with caution.